Welcome to the Living Thankful Today podcast. I'm Jane Cavender. Today, I have some guests from GT for Uganda. I had the honor of speaking to them about a year and a half ago, and they were looking to install a well, maybe two wells. And since that time, a lot has gone on. And this group, Rob, Rick, Tina, and Dennis, are living thankful for everything that's going on over in Uganda. So welcome to the podcast, Living Thankful Today.
Thank you.
So glad you're here to update everybody with what's going on over there. Of course, one of our good friends heads up the ministry over there. His name is Godfrey. And tell us just overall, Rick, you were over there in October.
Yes.
How is Godfrey doing?
Well, I had the privilege and pleasure of being there. Patrick Seiler and I both were able to travel to Uganda, and we wanted to check in on Godfrey to make sure he was obviously doing well. We've been getting reports, of course, regularly, but this was exciting to see in person, in real time, what Godfrey has done. And I'm telling you, we were blown away by the ministry that was going on.
Wow. How long has Godfrey been over there now?
Since 2019, wasn't it?
2019?
He left the February before COVID hit.
Okay.
So 2020.
Wow. And Godfrey lived over here for a while. So he was a member of New Hope Community Church. He worked with many of you up at Home Depot. And Home Depot is a supporter of GT for Uganda as well. So Godfrey is doing well.
He's doing incredible. And I'll tell you, he is doing marketplace ministry, which is one of the beauties of what he's doing, which means he's not trying to build a church. He's not starting a whole thing. He's just in the trenches helping people, mechanics, soccer teams, women's sewing ministry, obviously building wells. We got four wells that we were able to visually see and see the number of people that are coming to get fresh water every day. And it goes on and on. It was incredible.
Well, that is a lot to live thankful for. What is the state of the area that he is in? What is Uganda like compared to what we have here?
Well, one of the things I can tell, because I was there, was that it's a sea of humanity. I mean, there are so many people. You look across, especially when you're in the urban areas in Kampala and some of the other areas. It's just incredible, the number of people.
Was this your first trip over there?
First trip ever in Africa, in Uganda, for me. And didn't know I was going.
Did you feel safe?
Well, of course, Godfrey's a big guy.
He is.
I was always safe with Godfrey. But it really wasn't. They're gracious people. They really are. It was wonderful to be there and to just experience the culture for sure. But definitely a culture shock in regard to, one, the needs are, in how they live, what they live in, the places they live are obviously very, very poor. They still are filled with joy. It's amazing for the little bit that they have.
Are they thirsty for Jesus?
They are indeed, and there is great things happening in the gospel and what's happening there in just people being receptive to it. And then, of course, wanting to embrace the truth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Rick, tell them about the woman at the well.
Yeah. So the first well that we actually installed and that we were part of helping get going was outside of Gayaza, where Godfrey's home is and where he stays. We call that the ministry center because I was never at his house when there wasn't a million people there.
A million?
It seems like it. Anyways, the well that we went to was incredible because we went there and we met a woman there, a gracious, wonderful woman. She has a little stand, like a little market stand out in the street right near it. And she's the one that really is the caretaker. Mm. And she prays with all the women that come. She's started two Bible studies, one with some older women and one with younger women. There's a school that it backs up to. And she goes into the school and meets with some of the young girls there. So we kind of call her the woman at the well because she literally is there at the well. And that's where she stays. Her home is there. Her little market's there. And she was so incredible. I mean, and she's like, how can I pray with you? And I mean, we just melted. We're just like, how can you pray for us? I mean, It was incredible.
Is English their language over there?
Yes, they do speak English, but that's not their primary one. Mm-hmm. It's Luguandan, and so you can kind of keep up with it, but it's hard.
Okay.
So there is quite a bit of interpretation that's going on at the same time.
We are talking to members of GT4 Uganda. It's an organization that was set up to support Godfrey and the work he's doing over in Africa. Tina, how'd you get involved with this?
Godfrey worked with me at Home Depot for many years, and I think he lived in America for 10 years or
15.
So. 15.
Yeah.
And he had two different stints at Home Depot. For some reason, I was always drawn to this man. I don't know maybe it's because of Jesus, and I can be so grateful for that. When I knew that he was going back to Uganda, I knew why. I mean, he was going back to be with his mom. And
is his mom still living?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good.
And she looks amazing. And she, I think, is in good health currently.
Yes, much better.
She wasn't doing well for a while, and that was his main purpose for getting back over there.
Mm-hmm.
As well as carrying out his calling for a mission. And he has always just taken this piece of my heart.
Mm.
I don't know if it's his history, his stories, his faith in Jesus. He's just an incredible person, and I'm grateful that he's crossed my faith path.
Mm, definitely.
And, you know, even though I'm not at Home Depot anymore either, but he had great work ethic and always had a smile on his face, and mm-hmm. his smile, it just speaks volumes.
He's an amazing guy, amazing.
And I'm grateful for technology. I am in touch with him every week because of Facebook Messenger.
Nice.
And it's what he's doing over there. I remember Pastor Rick saying that he's our boots on the ground.
Mm.
And to be a part of this is huge and filling.
And living thankful today here in the United States, here in Traverse City, here in Northern Michigan, and in Uganda. You know, it doesn't just happen here. There's a lot of people living thankful over there, too. Dennis, how did you get involved in this?
I first met Godfrey on the soccer field as a fellow referee. Mm-hmm. He had a lot more experience than I, and I looked at him as a mentor there. And he certainly did push me there, and lots of times out of my comfort zone, all for the good. And ultimately, he and another gentleman and I formed a crew, and we would travel to tournaments, and there was never a dull moment with Godfrey. There's some stories that are things that I've witnessed with him. He was not bashful at all about his culture. There were two or three times where you could tell, especially young people that we were reffing, mm-hmm. he'd make comments in regards to him being black, and they had no idea how to take him. he became on the soccer field referred to as the African, and in a very positive, friendly form. Mm-hmm. And like Tina, he was just somebody you wanted to be around, because mm-hmm. I never saw Godfrey mad. Mm-hmm. I never saw him, you know, get upset. Life was always good. And he was, I knew, concerned about his mom, because he talked to her when he was traveling with us, and felt compelled to go back to mm-hmm. get her health back in shape, and everything kind of flowed from there.
And Rob, how did you get involved? Home Depot, number
at
one.
Home Depot, yes. And we were, you know, good acquaintances at that point, but I didn't really get to know him actually until he went back over and we started conversing on mm-hmm. email and Messenger and everything all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I found out, you know, Tina got the ball rolling. She did a fundraiser at Home Depot.
Hey,
and raised money that we could send over to him to help him out. And I got thinking, well, I gave some money, but I need to do more than just give a little money. So I contacted some of these guys and said, hey, maybe we could do something. And that sort of got the ball rolling.
I love that. Yeah. Why can't we do something?
Yeah. And he told me how bad the water situation was, and he sent us some pictures. And I went to our pastor, Nathan Norman, who couldn't be here today, and said, you know, kids were dying of typhoid, and he had malaria and typhoid when he first got back. And I said, can't we do something? Can we fund a well? And the elders said, yeah, and we sent over money to get the first well going, and then that sort of got the ball rolling. Mm. And then we went, and about a year later, a lady at the church, Sharon Greer, told me how I could apply through the Women's Missionary Union for mm-hmm. the Southern Baptist and get more money. And we got $20,000 mm. and funded three more wells. And that was a couple of years ago. And now I'm in the process of applying for more money because Pastor Rick scoped out some locations yes. where we can get more wells drilled. So that's we're amazing. Working on that.
Well, I remember you all coming in, and I know Godfrey was part of yep. New Hope Community Church. I remember you coming in about a year and a half ago and saying his van was stolen, I think. This has not been an yeah, easy
it is not.
Situation for him by any means. But isn't it wonderful the way that God brings yeah. people together like this to yeah. work on this? So that's the state of how you all got involved. And now, Rick, you said you've been over there. It was as recent as this past
yeah,
October.
Correct.
Let's update everybody. I'm with Rick and Tina and Dennis of GT for Uganda and some of you at Home Depot mm-hmm. and New Hope Community Church. Mm-hmm. What's the status today? It yeah. sounds like there are big things going over in Uganda that people are living thankful for.
Absolutely. I'll start with the wells. We have four operating wells that are servicing about 500 people per day, each well.
Each well? One so that's 2,000 people?
That's right. One of the unique things about the wells that we're doing is we are doing deep wells with tanks. A lot of the wells that are over there are shallow wells, and so there's a lot of those, but they only work for a little while, and they run out really quick, and they're only in the morning and the evening. And one of the things that's a real big safety concern is most of the people going to the wells are women and young girls. Mm. And if they travel at night, it's very dangerous for them. Just all kinds of terrible things happen. So the beauty about the wells that we're drilling is they can go anytime during the day, and there's always fresh water, and they can be there at less time because the water actually pushes the pressure, and they can fill their little jars. They call them I forget what you call them.
Yeah, like about 5-gallon yeah. jugs,
yeah.
it looks
yeah.
like.
Uh-huh. And they can fill them up jarricons or whatever they are and do them fast, and then they can take them back to their home or wherever they're at because they travel almost every day to get water.
So there's 2,000 that have an outlet for water. What do the other people have available?
Yeah, well, the other people go to those hand ones, and they go when they can early in the morning or late at night, and again, try and get water however they can. Most people do not have any running water in the homes or places that they have. We call them homes, but they're really little shacks or little huts.
We take it for granted, don't
we? Take it
for granted,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, dirt floors, it's just incredible.
What's the average income over there?
I don't know.
Compared to us, it's got to be like...
Yeah. It's less than $1,000 a year. I mean,
wow.
Most people, yeah, they're living very, very small and tight on per day. So, so we have four working wells, which are great. We have several other places, and we have them spread out. They're not just in one district, but they're actually spread out into the most needy areas where we feel like that they have the highest need for them. So, and Godfrey's on, he's boots on the ground, as we said, and he knows he's in touch with the people and we're kind
of
the greatest needs.
The mayor of the area?
He doesn't have to be.
He could be if he wanted to be.
Yeah. People keep asking him, are you running for office? He's like, no, man, I just work for Jesus.
No, thank you.
Which is good. So that would be the wells, I would say, number one. Secondly, is that he's doing a really great ministry in soccer. Of course, you heard Dennis say he's been a soccer umpire, so he started a league literally for these kids, and he's got parents thanking him for giving their kids purpose and meaning, and he's got them uniforms and, I mean, just a soccer ball and what it means to them to have it. I mean, they, like, guard that soccer ball like it's, you know, like, I mean, it's golden because most of the time they're kicking around these awful-looking things, and but he's got, you know, I've got pictures with Patrick Seiler, by the way, who was part of this whole thing, and him and I traveled together there. we go out there and there's like four, five, six teams out there, and he's got young guys that are leading all those teams. He's discipling them. Mm-hmm. They pray together. At the end of the thing, I was amazed. And then one of the kids came up. He was ready to go into one of his exams, and he said, "Hey, would you guys be willing to pray over me and help me?" I mean, it was just a powerful moment of just, whoa, you know, like we get the privilege of doing this. So you know, that's the soccer team. That's one ministry. Then he has,
and
you know,
he feeds them too, right?
Yeah.
Tina, you told me that he feeds these kids as well.
The ones that he feeds, so that's actually in the slum. So down in the center of town, there's really a slum area. It's just awful, and there's a lot of little kids. Every Saturday, they have several hundred kids that come there, and they feed them a meal, and then they have break up into teams and do pickup teams for that. And that's a huge thing, man. We went down there, and that's one of the places we need to put a well. They have this just big, it's just awful, and they need fresh water there at what they call it, the soccer field. It's in the center of town. It's a big mud pit is what it is. But Godfrey's doing great ministry. He's partnering with some other people as well. They feed those kids. Oh, it's just incredible. So
what joy over there. And Godfrey just received his theology degree. Is that correct?
Yeah. So again, another incredible thing that only God can do. Before he left here, we have a missionary called Marsha Baugh, who goes to our church actually. And her husband, Russ passed away last year. They lead a ministry called The Way Home. And The Way Home actually is out in the rural area of Nasuti. And they actually have a training school for pastors that don't have formal training that can come and get theological training, learn how to rightly divide the word. And Godfrey, of course, we all know him and love him. He was certainly part of our church, but he certainly didn't have a degree or didn't have any way of really teaching. And
but
he wanted
love
to,
for Jesus.
Oh, he loved Jesus and wanted to serve him better. And so really through that connection, through Russ and Marsha Baugh and The Way Home Ministry, Godfrey was able to actually go up there. He would go up for 4 days a month, and they would go do intensive training and study. And he did that over the last 2 years, and he just graduated just this last Sunday, sent us videos, got his degree, was one of the speakers. I mean, it was just like incredible.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, will he ever travel back to update the churches that are involved? Because there's several churches involved,
right?
New Hope Community Church is involved. What other churches here locally are involved with
the Orchard
GT
Church
for
in Kingsley.
Uganda?
Okay. Yeah, Orchard Church in Kingsley.
Okay.
Advent Lutheran, where I go to church, is
involved in that, trying to help.
And Bethlehem Lutheran, which is where I go.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
That's a lot of support here. Man, God had a plan with this, no doubt about it. So let's talk about what the need is now over there.
Yeah.
You're talking about the need for that well where these kids are, but there's other needs as well.
Yeah, I'd love to hone in on one that I haven't even touched on yet, and that is the sewing ministry.
Oh, that's...
He has several women, and I say several, he has two specific women that are training young girls to sew and to learn the craft of tailoring so they can support their families and support the things. So we actually just got it started. We were able to raise enough funds to get two sewing machines. We went to this lady's house. It's on her front porch, and she's got these young girls sewing and cutting out patterns, and I mean, it was, and they don't have like all the tools. I mean, just scissors and things like that. Just incredible. So he's got one going that we want to fully fund so that she can actually have a place to have more girls.
And who is she doing work for? Who are these women doing work for?
They're just, they can do tailoring and they can sell clothes and they can make clothes and all that. So Godfrey basically shows up with fabric that he's able to get with whatever money we can send him. He brings him that and sewing things. And then we were able to purchase two sewing machines. And we would like to also do one in Gayaza. We have another two or three other ladies that want to be part of that and start a whole nother one. And this for the women, especially for the young girls, to give them a career, to give them a way to make money for their families and to provide for their families is absolutely incredible. And so that sewing ministry right now, we're seeking money for that.
Specifically, much money?
Yeah, so right now we're looking to get $15,000 to fund that.
Okay.
And what that does is that buys good sewing machines, commercial ones that can be serviced and that will work well wherever they're at, and then all the things, the supplies to go for the other gals that we teach and give them a little sewing kit so they can learn how to do it. Things we take for granted, needles, thread, scissors, just things that work are things that they can't afford. They have no way of getting, and through the funding that we can do that. So that's a huge one. Of course, Rob had already touched base on, we want to do more wells. Mm-hmm. And those wells, that as we run those through, those are anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000 each, depending on where they're at and whether they need solar. And most of them do, because they're out farther in the bush where there's no power or no way to get electricity to them. So we have to do solar with batteries, and we also do deep wells so that they are really good and especially safe for the young girls.
When these mm-hmm. wells open up, I imagine there's a big celebration.
Huge celebration.
People are living thankful yeah. today in Uganda, no yeah. doubt about it.
Well, Patrick and I got to be part of one of those, of the well there, and the whole village comes together, and the village councilman, every village has one person, kind of like the mayor guy, the council guy. He comes, and a lot of them, interestingly enough, are from other faiths. So, like, there are Muslims there. There are people that are not even believers in Jesus, and they come and they're like, why would you do this? Are you wanting something? And they're like, no, this is free. This is for the community, and this is a cup of water in Jesus' name. And we're very clear about the gospel, about the word of God, and it's incredible. And what a celebration daily. You know, we know in the scriptures, it says, give us this our daily bread. Well, this is daily water for this for these communities, and it's just incredible. And when Godfrey pulls in, like, the whole village, like, oh, Godfrey. Here. It's like a party every time he shows up, you know, and we got to just be a little part of that and seeing them, like Tina, just as you were drawn to him, and all of us were, just to watch the kids and the families be drawn to the ministry and the love of Jesus that he is wearing and sharing every day. It's powerful.
You've seen the videos, you too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what was your take on it as far as the celebration, Tina?
He's like famous over there.
Yeah. Like I said, he's the mayor, and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah, with the first one, he was up preaching, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to see
and
that.
And he had 200-300 people there, and the mayor or whatever of the village of the first place said, well, we don't want people from other villages coming to get our water. And he says, oh, no. Anybody's welcome to come here and get this water.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. People are called to different ministries and different things that they're involved in, and you all have gotten involved with GT4 Uganda. The organization has supported Godfrey over there in a real big way. How do people get involved? Or you're saying, I need $15,000 for sewing machines. I need $8,000 to $15,000 for wells.
Yeah.
Do you need 10 wells down the road? Or what do you...
Probably.
I can tell you right now, we have the next four, we have kind of identified where they're going to be and the need for them. And so that's already on the agenda. We have more that Godfrey could give us a list of, a whole bunch more. So there's obviously several more. As far as how to get involved, obviously go to GT4 Uganda. Mm-hmm. There's ways to give there as well. I know that the Orchard Church will receive money specifically for GT4 Uganda as well, and that's tax deductible. New Hope, they're one of our missionaries as well, so you can give to GT4 Uganda through New Hope Community Church locally, and get a receipt for that as well. And all that money in its entirety goes 100% directly to the field in Uganda and to Godfrey and all that is happening over there. And we're seeing incredible fruit.
So with donating, when you go onto the GT4 Uganda homepage, up in the upper right hand corner, there is a spot to click for donate, and then you go to the next page and it'll say donate, and it will take you to a third page and it'll say Orchard Church, but there's a scroll down arrow, and you hit the scroll down arrow and it drops it down to GT4 Uganda. So you need to make sure that it goes to GT4 Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And I'd say the same thing.
Are you the treasurer, Rob?
No, I'm not the treasurer. I'm just a member over there. But and you can also donate by check if you send it to the Orchard Church at 3903 Voice Road, Kingsley, Michigan, 49649, and then just put in the memo line GT4 Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From where Godfrey came when he started all this to today, God has worked in incredible ways. You guys are watching it up close and personal. You've been there. Man, God's done a work over there. What I mean, watching that, you've got to just be amazed. Amazed.
I'll tell you, Jane, Patrick and I were in the van, and we were in the van. Everywhere we went, we had the van was full with other people. I'm like, who's this guy? I don't know who this guy. He would tell me who they were. But, you know, I asked Godfrey. I said, Godfrey, did you ever imagine this? And he goes, I am living the dream that God had for me.
Amen.
The whole time.
Yes.
And you talk about yes. incredible. And I mean, literally, and over there, like, they have terrible phone systems. So he has two phones. Because one works in one area, doesn't work in the other thing, and they're talking in Lugandan and I don't know, whatever. They have two languages that are over there. He's going, and Godfrey's usually real soft-spoken, yes. talks real slow when he's here. Yeah. No, and over there, million miles. He's going 100 miles an hour, and he's yelling at the guy in the back, telling him to call such and such. There's other guy to call. I mean, he's got these young guys that he's mentoring that are part of the ministry that are working. Two of them are the wow. soccer coaches, and I never even mentioned the mechanics. He's got a mechanic yard. These guys. That he goes over and he prays with them, shares a daily devotion, prays with them. All of them have cleaned up their language, for one. It's like, that was like a miracle. He goes, you won't believe what's happening. These guys are, they stop swearing and throwing things at each other now. It's like he said, it's changed the whole culture of the mechanic garage. One of the guys that was there has lived with his, you know, wife that they never ever got married. They have four or five kids or whatever else. He was under conviction. He needed to marry his wife and honor her and show his kids that this is the right way to do it. Oh. And I'll tell you, talk about counterculture, because over there, there's men that just, there's women that have babies from all kinds of, I mean, it's awful. Mm. They just don't, there's no real connection and no responsibility, unfortunately, on so many of the men are not taking care of their families mm-hmm. or even associated with them. Mm. And so this is like, this was monumental that this mechanic decided that God really just felt like, you know what, yes, you've been with this woman and you've had five kids with her, but now you need to actually marry her and give and do a ceremony and honor her and show people the right way to do it.
I don't know how many goosebumps our listeners have had listening to this today, but you are listening to Living Thankful Today, the podcast. And I've got to say, I've just been blessed listening to all this. I can sense your excitement for what's going on over there. And I just had one question. Does Godfrey ever sleep? I mean, this is amazing.
Well, I will tell you that when we were there, we were on the go from the second we woke up at the crack of dawn until late at night. Mm-hmm. It was just unbelievable. And everywhere we went, there was more. We'd think we were going to this, and we'd meet this one and this one and this one, and there were groups of people mm-hmm. everywhere, and leaders and people that he's recruited. He's got a medical doctor that actually is oversees this whole region, and he is tied together because Godfrey prays with people and just prays a blessing on them and that God would bring healing through his name, through his spirit to people. That's a whole nother ministry. It was like everywhere we go. I mean, I probably could have been there for a month and would have found 10 more or 20 more, you know, and Patrick and I were just blown away by the work that God is doing and how he is not only has his hand of anointing on Godfrey, but on this ministry and how the Lord is seeing people come to Christ mm-hmm. and be fed and discipled and grow, including Godfrey himself.
Godfrey
which is
happy.
Amazing.
Godfrey's
He's
happy.
In the zone, baby.
Oh, I knew Godfrey, my husband, and he were in the promise. Was
the
it the
prophets?
Promise,
Christmas Journey.
I go back a little bit with Godfrey, and it just blesses my heart to know how happy he is, and he's doing God's work, and he's been called, and he has answered. We're going to close out with a prayer right now, and I thank you so much for coming in and updating me and the audience on what's going on over in Uganda. Again, if you'd like to get involved with this, it's GT4Uganda. You can give online there. You can contact. Is there a phone number to talk about anything, or is there a phone
Certainly
number?
Certainly is. Yep. Any of them can talk to any of us. They're welcome to reach me at New Hope Community Church any
Rick
time
Stewart.
As well.
Okay.
Be glad to do it. So
stop in at the
at
appliances.
At Home Depot in the appliance department.
Yeah. Find Rob. He's
I
there.
I know him well, too. And Dennis. Are you at Home Depot?
I'm at Home.
You're at Home Depot.
I'm
what
at
department?
Home Depot in the flooring department.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Somebody comes in and says, "Where's Dennis?" Yeah. And Tina, you're not with Home Depot anymore.
I am currently self-employed and venturing out on my own.
Okay.
And pursuing my dream in landscape design.
Oh my goodness, that sounds fun. I may have to talk to you too.
I have a business card.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's just wonderful to talk about this. God bless all those kids over there and the families and everything. Mm-hmm. Rick, would you pray us out?
I'd love to. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We do live thankful because you call us, you draw us, and Lord, when we're obedient, we see your hand of blessing. And so, God, we thank you that you've done that with Godfrey. We thank you that we get to be a small part of such a great ministry in Uganda, right here from Traverse City, from Northern Michigan. So, Lord, we pray that you would impress on other people's hearts how they can help and get involved. And Lord, just through the gifts and the monetarily what we can see happen in another country in big, mighty ways. Thank you, Lord, that you saw this before it ever happened, and now we see our friend, our brother, our missionary, Godfrey, doing marketplace ministry with real people on the street, helping them to understand and love you, Jesus Christ, with their whole heart. Thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege of serving you, and we give you great praise and are thankful today in Jesus' name.
Can everybody say amen? We are living thankful today. This is the podcast. I thank all my guests for coming in, and God bless Godfrey and the ministry.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
you are welcome.
You.